The Energy Department announced last week that it will begin moving some weapons-grade nuclear material to a more secure location in the Nevada desert. The material in question is being stored at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico in a facility known as Tech Area 18. Activists long have said TA-18 has never been secure, and the move is long overdue. The government says security is adequate, but difficult and expensive to maintain. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
TA-18 dates back to the days of the Manhattan Project. It was the place where some of the first experiments were done to see how much nuclear material was required to make a bomb. NPR was allowed to visit this winter. Nancy Jo Nicholas, a physicist, guided us through a guard station and layers of razor wire fences.
If the pro force, the security force here, tells you to do something, please do whatever they ask. We can always argue later. We're going to get in this car.
A little over a year ago, scientists here measured how much of the element neptunium was needed to start a nuclear chain reaction. The place is also used to train weapons inspectors using actual nuclear material.
How much material is here, sort of ballpark?
We can't talk in specifics, but a large amount. Metric tons.
Enough to make a lot of bombs. Many of the buildings are 40 or 50 years old, and they sit in a canyon, which makes them hard to defend. The decision to move the nuclear material was made 4 years ago, with the goal of finishing by the end of this year. But cost estimates for the move tripled from $100 million to $300 million, and some activists wondered if the government was stalling. Then, last week, the Department of Energy announced it would begin the move in September. Linton Brooks is head of the DOE's National Nuclear Security Administration.
We have always wanted to move it. The problem was cost. We're still trying to beat that cost down, but we've concluded that we're going to be able to get it into an acceptable level, and we've decided the best way to get it long term is just go do it.
The nuclear material will be moved to a place called the Device Assembly Facility at the Nevada Test Site. The facility was originally used to assemble nuclear devices for underground tests. It's built into the ground, so only one side is exposed. TA-18, by contrast, is out in the open. Brooks, however, says the material stored there is not at risk now.
Since this administration came in, TA-18, we put in new storage containers. We've moved a ton and a half of material off. We've physically hardened things. We've closed the road that went by it. We've put in a new alarm system. We've put in new video equipment. We've changed the protective force strategy and tactics. We've increased the number of responders. That's halfway through the list. We've got new armored vehicles. I mean, right now I'm comfortable that everything is secure, but in some places it's secure because I got lots of guards pulling lots of overtime.
Activists who have been concerned about the difficulties of securing TA-18 are overjoyed at the news that the nuclear material will finally be transferred. Peter Stockton works for the Project on Government Oversight, which has been urging the DOE to consolidate its nuclear material.
The site is in a canyon, and the problem is, and we've learned this from cowboys and Indians and everything else, that when you have the high ground, you're in a better position. The attackers have the high ground, and it simply can't be protected.
So is the decision to go ahead simply a matter of saving money and making it easier, or is there more to it? Was there, as Peter Stockton alleges, ever a security problem at TA-18? Here's Linton Brooks again, the DOE official who made the decision to go ahead with the move.
To be candid, I have enough trouble sorting out the situation I have now. Previous administration concluded there was a problem. I don't think that security was ever quite as bad as some people have suggested. And it certainly isn't now, but I don't want to get into second-guessing decisions that got made before I got here.
The Department of Energy does run regular independent evaluations of security at Los Alamos and the other sites where nuclear material is kept. After repeated requests, the DOE released a table to NPR summarizing those inspections. Since 2001, 14 of 18 inspections have given guard forces the highest rating of effective. The DOE would not say where the other four inspections took place or what rating they generated. The options are needs improvement or serious weakness. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
The Energy Department's inspection results are at npr.org.